23rd Sunday of November each year is regarded as a special solemn day to remember those that have lost their lives through accidents and those living with partial or permanent injuries. Here in Nigeria, several factors are held responsible for accidents. These include poor road network, reckless driving, rickety vehicles, and disregard for traffic rules and signs. Corps Commander Olusegun Ogunbemide, while speaking on the day, said the Federal Safety Corps, FRSC, had aggressively embarked on programs to prevent accidents.
FRSC, being the lead agency in traffic management in Nigeria, has put all the needful in place since the beginning of the decade of action, and we've gone a long way in sustaining a safe driving culture in Nigeria and maintaining peace on our roads despite all the challenges. We know we are not there yet, but we've really come a long way.
Corps Commander Ogunbemide, while admitting that some accidents were avoidable, charged drivers to consider handling the steering only when they were mentally and physically stable to do so. A commuter, Mr. William Onifadi, while recounting his experience on a journey, said some drivers, out of their selfish interest, put the lives of their passengers at risk just to get quick money, even when they knew their vehicle were not roadworthy.
A typical example of this is my journey some days ago from Akure to Bayelsa. Could you believe that we moved the vehicle from Akure to Onitsha before we realized that the vehicle was not even in a good condition? So we had to stop to remove an entire component of the tire part of the car. So it was so horrible. You didn't know the remark the driver gave. He said he ought to have told us that he didn't want us to panic. What if something unexpected happened?
On her part, a worker with a private transport company, Mrs. Ese Lucas, enumerated requirements for drivers in their company before they could embark on a journey.
One, disease from alcohol. It makes most of them to lose concentration and also overspeed while driving. Most of them also don't have patience, and that's why they end up in an accident they can easily avoid. And thirdly, the use of cell phone. If it's a must, you must use a cell phone. It's advisable you use your hands-free, which is your earpiece.
The day also serves as a wake-up call on government and other stakeholders on the need to step up efforts at checking carnages on the road and making the road safer. For Radio Nigeria in Akure, I am Isaac Afolabi.